Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about the cow-calf's end of the business with Dr. Glenn Tonser in just a moment. Coming up Saturday, February 7th, that's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, the Messner Ranch Production Sale, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch, Slap Out, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, 50 Brett Angus and Hereford heifers as well. For details about this year's Messner Ranch annual production sale, you can call Milt Messner at 580-273-9494 or Van Bester at 580-552-1555.
Interact with the best in farming and the industry at No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 27th and 28th in Salina, Kansas. Be sure to take in the industry morning marketplace the morning of the 27th and talk with vendors at the largest no-till trade show in the region. Get registered today at www.notill.org or call 785-210-4525. This 19th annual event is sponsored in part by Green Cover Seed, Pressbuster, and Agriculture Liquid Fertilizer.
Cattle market watcher Dr. Glenn Tonser believes that we have expanded the U.S. mama cow herd. He says we'll get some confirmation, probably from the USDA cattle inventory report later this month here from the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Yeah, so my general answer to that is we've had some mixed signals on whether or not we'd expanded. I think we've expanded. The one mixed signal was the July cattle inventory report that was a negative on heifer retention, as you alluded to here. At the end of January, we'll get NASA's updated estimate of that. I fully expect there to be a year-over-year increase in heifer retention number there. Time will tell if that's confirmed. But it's also important to recognize we can look at quarterly information in the cattle on feed reports to get some sense of what share of the calf crop is staying on the ranch in the form of heifers versus the steers coming to the yards. And per that signal, I think we continue to get more and more confirmation that expansion is underway. The deeper question is how fast can it occur, right? So some of what I'm going to talk about today is a 10-year projection by USDA. Mm-hmm. The punchline of that is over the next 10 years, USDA is saying we might add 15 or 16% to the cow herd. So it gives some sense of expansion long-term for the industry. For those that are good at math, that still keeps us below the 40 million cows we had back in the 70s, mm-hmm. but it's a lot more cows than we have today, and it'll take several years to get there.
Do you feel that that's pretty accurate as far as USDA's number?
I probably expect more expansion than some of my colleagues, and maybe that's the reason you're asking. And my best reasoning for that would be is cow-calf producers are like a lot of other producers. They have a dollar in the wallet. They want to spend $1.10, right? And if you think through what I just said for a moment, 2014 was good. I think 2015 is going to be good. I fully expect the typical person that has any remote interest in expansion to plow that money back in the business. So if somebody thinks we should add 2 million cows, I would encourage you to think it might be 3 because 2 is what we should, and we'll go too far, right? The pendulum goes too far because we bid it away. If you think it should be 3 or 4, we'll add 5. That kind of notion. I tend to think every number you have in your head, you ought to add 1 million cows because we're going to bid away those returns. Any kind of commodity business, which is what the typical cow-calf producer is in, tends to do that over time. And therefore, I actually think those estimates from USDA might well be realized. What is harder to say is, will we have that expansion in 3 or 4 years, or will it take 4 or 6? That gets into the timing. It's weather-related. And, you know, I kind of hesitate from getting into that micro-forecasting points.
So we've got herd expansion that's there and probably will continue for a while. Beyond that, the other thing that we're watching quite a bit right now, the feeder cattle volatility, something that Dr. Tonser says is going to be with us, he thinks, for much of 2015.
I think we all have to remember there's just more money on the table, period, right? Those animals are worth more. Mm-hmm. And when you have, you know, limit, which is what CME had, the ability to find the true price with a fixed dollar per head limit is harder when things are worth more, right? So that is, you know, in the short term, kind of magnified the response of volatility there. You also have, we haven't talked about feedlot returns, but something I'm concerned about for 2015 is projections are actually in the red when we look at March and beyond for closeouts. You have to recognize that if you believe those, there's going to be some pushback on feeder cattle values. I'm not worried about the floor falling out there, but that is going to have some pushback on those tight supplies. And you have that give and take all the time that probably we observed starting in the middle of December was some pushback from feed yards that led into some of that volatility as well. That's probably here to stay for 2015.
K-State's Dr. Glenn Tonser. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Back on those Texas plains.
Join us, Riders in the Sky, for sizzling hot San Antonio.
It's the 2015 Cattle Industry Annual Convention and NCBA Trade Show.
So grab the family and head to Texas for the latest cattle industry information and education.
Join us in San Antonio, Texas, February 4th through February 7th.
For more information, head to beefusa.org, and we'll see you
back on those Texas plains.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.